since the dawn of time, many of the world's best thinkers have tried to understand Wikipedia.
Leonardo da Vinci, Socrates, Einstein.
But all have failed until now. Two great warriors have stepped forward.
I am Ben-Gur the Mighty.
And I am Garth Remington the Kingslayer.
They aren't thinkers, they're doers. And they're going to review every single page on Wikipedia.
That task is impossible.
And remember, if you listen to this podcast, then hot girls will want to hook up with you.
We totally will.
This is the Wiki Review.
Hey guys, we're famous.
We made it into the top three.
Garth, come on, if you were in my position, what would you do?
Good point, I would make an example of me.
The gun control episode is the most politically incorrect episode yet, but not for what you're thinking.
We got sidetracked on something way better.
Hello and welcome to Wiki Review. I'm Ben Graw.
I'm Garth Remington.
And on this episode, get ready to hear some hippie douchebag and some redneck asshole debate about guns, because we're talking about gun control.
From my cold dead hands! Bop, bop, bop!
Yeah, you want to add any?
Ah!
There we go.
There you go. Hey, someone had to get shot at the end of that.
I finally hit him. It took every gun in existence, but I got a shot in.
It was one guy. So we're talking about gun control, because we figured this episode will get some good clicks on it.
Pretty much. It's topical.
Yeah, it's like, what's something controversial we can do?
Oh my god, imagine if there was like a school shooting in the next couple of days.
Yeah, there probably will be. In America, that happens like every second day.
Statistically. I mean, it's a tragedy, and we hope and pray it doesn't happen, touch wood. I'm not really touching wood. But that being said, I mean, good for Wiki Review, right? And what's good for Wiki Review is good for the world.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, if you're searching this because you heard about the shooting that happened today, then probably click away because it's going to be real inappropriate real quick.
Yeah, I figure you can listen to about half of it.
Yeah. So we're talking about gun control. We're having a look at here, and it goes through a few countries. United States, massive section.
Huge, yeah. Several subsections in the United States.
Yeah, because they love their guns. You can't really talk about gun control without them coming up. They've also got Canada, which who knew they even had guns?
Yeah, they make such a small issue about it. They have guns, but it's not a problem.
And Australia.
Then other countries. Hey guys, we're famous.
We made it into the top three. United Kingdom didn't even make it in there.
Yeah, they're put into others.
Does it say...
I see Brazil.
Austria. New Zealand. Screw you, New Zealand.
Israel, which, well, you know how they feel. Switzerland, Norway, Colombia. Yeah, you don't want to know about Colombian gun control. Please, Mr. Drug Lord, can you put the gun... Ow, stop shooting me and my family. That's as close as they come. How else am I going to protect the harvest?
In Switzerland, don't they make everyone have a gun?
My understanding is that you have to be conscripted or join the army from a certain age. If you're male, age 18 or whatever, you get conscripted for a couple of years. In which case, you have to keep a gun ready at all times at home. And they do this test where you have to be ready to go in, I think it's like 10 seconds. So someone will knock at your door. You answer it and they're like, get ready to go. You have to be able to get your gun and all the other crap you need, but mostly your gun within 10 seconds.
Wow.
I assume it's 10 seconds. It might even be less than that. You need to have it next to the door. Like, you know that little umbrella stand? You need to have it in there, ready to go, but keep it safe and look after it, you know?
Does it have to be, like, loaded?
I think it does have to be loaded and ready to go, but also because it's a Swiss army, it also doubles as a magnifying glass and some tweezers and a Phillips head screwdriver.
And the bayonet just, like, flicks out from the top.
Just like that.
Yeah. Visual jokes work awesome on a podcast.
Absolutely.
South Africa. Well, everywhere in Africa is kind of like not doing great with guns.
South Africa is the only one where there's a high percentage of, how do I say this, rich white people. So they're like, maybe we need the gun control. Everywhere else in Africa, it's like, you are on your own, buddy. You want to tell that gang of guys with AKs to put them down? Be my guest.
South Africa, that's the good Africa, right? South everything is usually...
I wouldn't go as far as to say it's the good Africa. It depends who you're asking. I mean, if you were to ask, I don't know, white English descent Afrikaans type person, possibly with the Dutch heritage, they might say that it is the best part of Africa because look how well they're doing, look how much money they have. Or the diamond trade, my friend. We make lots of money. South Africa, great country. You ask 90% of the population, as in the black people, they might have a different opinion.
But they're doing better than in the rest of Africa, right?
Oh, those white people are.
No, but the black ones.
I don't know, to be honest. I mean, well, they gave him a president. And then, to top it off, these white men, they take away our guns. That's how I imagine their gun control is.
Why does Africa suck so much, though?
Oh, that would be Europe's fault. They existed in a kind of warlike tribal state for a very long time, as in since the dawn of humanity, and they were not ready for guns. I will put it down to guns fucked up Africa.
There you go.
That's pretty much what it comes down to.
One for gun control.
Yeah, you look at China or Europe, it came about slowly. They had cannons, they had black powder, they had muskets, and everyone slowly got used to it. Imagine you're like a caveman, and I'm not comparing black people to cavemen.
You are.
Yeah, okay, I was. Okay, imagine you're living a naturalistic, good, healthy human life, not like a European or Asian life, which is not very good for the human body, but a good, strong, I'm really trying to make them sound good. all you know is shields made out of animal hide, rocks and sticks, and little bits of metal on the tips of spears. Then someone hands you an AK-47. Does that not blow your mind?
They would have got guns before AK-47s.
So. Oh, yeah, but they weren't allowed to use them. They had guns pointed at them. It wasn't until the end of the Soviet era they could afford guns and have them in mass assault rifle quantities.
And, like, it's our turn now.
That's why it's a wreck, because they created countries in there and went, well, we got everything we came for. We Audi 5000. Later, guys. Oh, you can have your land back now. Oh, by the way, here's guns. And by the way, you're different countries.
England really fucked everyone, didn't they?
Yes. Yes is the answer. But it wasn't just England. You got the Dutch, the Germans, the Italians, France. Everyone had a piece of Africa.
Well, pretty much Europe then. Europe fucked up the whole world.
Oh, hell yeah. That's a given. What do we always say? White people, the worst thing that ever happened to everything. We ruined everything. Not us personally. We're just the offspring.
We did invent cool technology, but most of it kills people.
Yes, we're very good at that. Like, I mean, before white people got their hands on gunpowder, it was just used for, like, you know, fireworks and stupid shit like that. It was entertaining. People were like, oh, look at the wonderful show. You know, we could point that at people.
I could kill someone with that.
This guy's hiding behind these castle walls. If I was to shoot that at the door, I could own him and all his people.
To see a firework go off and go, I wonder what would happen if I aimed it at him.
We want to buy your fireworks. Oh yeah, sure, it's 100 gold coins. He points the firework at him. Nah, I think I'll just take it. Said every white culture ever.
The first armed robbery.
First casualty to guns. The guy selling the guns to the white man.
So Australia though.
Now I'm surprised we get a whole paragraph, and it's a big paragraph.
Well, we had that shit that went down in 96.
And that's it. Well, in 88 as well, apparently. What happened in 88?
I don't know about the 88 one. I was like 2.
Oh, there was a mass shooting in 88.
In Victoria.
No one wasn't highly publicized, was it?
How old would you have been?
I was 4.
How would you have known?
I had a gun. Oh, we probably should backtrack before we go any further. If it hasn't been made abundantly clear to our dedicated listeners, I grew up on a farm and I've been shooting guns since I was about 4. In fact, that's probably why I was given a gun. That mass shooting happened and my parents said, well, you better know how to use this because people are out there just shooting a whole bunch of people.
That's a thing now.
Don't want it happening to you, kid. So arm up and try not to go all Port Arthur on everyone. What's Port Arthur? You'll see. So I am very much pro-gun and I stand by that. I'm joined with, as always, Ben, our liberal hippie douche. Ooh, can't we all get along?
Yeah, I reckon we should all just hold hands and dance around in circles.
Okay, you do that. And while you're all holding hands, my hands are going to have like an Uzi and an AK and brrrr. It's mine now.
But there are rainbows and it's raining flowers.
It's been raining flowers as I shut up a florist. That rainbow is from the tears coming from the children as their parents. I'm not really making a good argument on my side yet.
No. Well, if there's one thing we don't do, it's make good arguments.
Yeah, that's been consistent. I say I'm pro-gun and you're saying you're anti-gun. By the end of this, we will both approve the other, right?
Yeah, pretty much. We're arguing against ourselves. Gun laws in Australia. Ooh, so ooh. What guns are you allowed to own?
You're not allowed to own semi-automatics or fully automatics. And it's very hard to get a pistol. You have to be a member of a gun club. You have to pay a lot of money to be in that gun club. You have to have all kinds of safes and security systems. Very tight. And you're only allowed, I believe it's 4 guns each.
No. What's the point?
The point, exactly. What can I do with four guns? I know it's four guns because my older brother, who's very gun heavy, is always trying to convince me, you know, you should get dad's old guns put in your name. No, I'm not paying to have those guns so that you can have more new guns.
So do you yourself own a gun?
I do not own a gun. I know where the guns are when I need them.
So if someone breaks into your house, you'd be like, hold on, I was going to go for a drive for a minute. I'll be right back.
No, I'm a responsible gun user on a farm. That makes a lot of sense. Shooting any direction doesn't really matter. As long as you hit the person you're aiming for, you're fine. I live in a house that's a Queenslander wooden shack. If I was to shoot any of the guns we own, it would go through the wall, through the neighbor's wall, and hit someone.
I wouldn't think that you would have it to like shoot around in your house just if someone broke in.
Well, if they broke in, yeah, but it goes through them and through the wall and through the next wall and then hits the other person.
Well, that's the thing. You could go to the back of the house and you could just shoot through a bunch of walls and like hit the dude breaking in.
You remember Freak on a Leash, that film clip for Korn? It's just like that, where the bullet flies around and goes through everything and then it flies around the lead singer for a while and then goes back.
No, just have a smaller gun then.
Exactly my point. Smaller gun, what would be appropriate would be like a 22 pistol. But like I said, thanks to our gun laws, that's really expensive and really hard to get. It is so hard to protect yourself appropriately in this country.
I fired at 22.
Yeah, they're nice, aren't they?
Yeah, my dad has one.
Yeah, they're good to pop, 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 pop.
Because I go shooting with him occasionally and go out to a gun range around here and just shoot at targets in the middle of a field.
It's fun, isn't it? Makes you feel like a man.
Yeah, but he has his guns like locked up in like three different safes. There's like the ammo, the fire mechanisms, the actual gun itself.
Which kind of makes if someone breaks in his house. Hold on a second. Oh, where did I put that other key? Oh, gosh, darn it. No, stay there. No, don't stab me. Just stay there. Be cool. No funny business.
I don't think they're going to protect him at all.
That's not what it's for, is it? It's for shooting targets. Okay, so anyways, that's the gun laws in Australia. It's very hard to get one and it's very expensive to keep one. Once again, meaning that only the rich can afford protection.
That's the thing. I don't think guns do work well as protection. That's probably more my point against them.
You reckon? Well, I just... agree. I think that's the best protection you can possibly have. To quote, God made men tall and God made men short. Then Mr. Colt came along and made them all the same. And that's a truism. Big guys run around and, you know, if a giant, huge, hulking gorilla guy breaks into your house, what the hell are you gonna do? But if you have a gun, suddenly you're the big guy, huh? What are you gonna do? Whatever you wanna do to him.
What if we both have guns?
Well, then it's a shoot-off.
I don't feel I would win that.
But you have the home ground advantage.
No, he has the advantage because he comes in wielding his gun. Mine's like somewhere else in the bedroom or something.
That's your own fault then. You should know how to use your gun and you should have it appropriately available to you for exactly that scenario.
So I should just walk around my house holding a loaded gun at all times?
That's what I do whenever possible. Who doesn't? Is that not normal? If you lose that shootout, that's your fault. The onus is on you. Whatever happened to taking responsibility for your own life?
You wouldn't walk around holding your gun. Odds are if someone bursts into your house and points a gun at you, they can do that in seconds.
They could. I believe everyone should have a gun holstered out in public, at home. The amount of time when I was living at home with my family, we'd all be sitting around and we have that sudden realization of if someone broke in right now, we'd all be kind of happy. I'll be there sharpening a knife. My brother will be like cleaning a gun. My other brother will be making bullets.
You sound like the Manson family.
Oh, I don't think they used guns. And that's the only difference. But to add to the point, you say if a guy breaks in your house with a gun and you don't have a gun, then you're really screwed, right? So you're better off having a gun.
You'd be better off him not having a gun.
Oh yeah, but you can't control that. You can only control your own actions in life.
Well, that's where the government steps in.
And they take your gun away. Then this guy, if people want guns, they can get guns. There's a lot of illegal guns out there. And a guy who breaks into your house isn't exactly going to be registered.
Yeah, but you were just bitching about how hard it is to get guns now.
Exactly. Legal, legitimate guns. Guns you don't go to jail for. Taking away my ability to protect myself and my family.
I know. I reckon you're more likely to shoot yourself.
Only if you point it the wrong way.
All right. So for those who don't know, I mean, we didn't know about the Victorian one.
Yeah.
That was news to us. But in 96, what I do remember was there was a guy who turned up to Port Arthur in Tasmania and shot up a bunch of people. Say how many people he killed? No, it does not, but it was probably a depressing number.
Yeah, a lot. Now, allow the redneck to speak for a while. So this guy who is completely nuts, that everyone knew was mentally unstable and was completely off his rocker, rocks up to town and shoots a bunch of people. Their reaction and only reaction to it was to ban guns. What about the mental health issue?
Nah, screw it. We'll deal with that later.
Let's take away the guns and let the crazies run around. Let's do that. How How about that? Let's just have nutcase people and no way to protect yourself from them.
Yeah, but they don't have guns now.
Yeah, neither do you. They'll stab you. You've seen crazy people with a knife. I'd rather take the chances with a crazy person with a gun than the crazy person with a knife. It takes a lot more dexterous movement and coordination and knowledge of where you are right now to shoot a gun. With a knife, they're just throwing it out wild. You can't predict them. You don't know where it's going.
But if someone breaks into my house and they have a gun, I don't have a gun. But if they break into my house and they have a knife, I have knives. And then I have multiple knives.
But what if they're bigger than you? You're still in that fight where you have to take on someone. Their size matters. Their skill matters. With a gun, doesn't matter how big they are.
I can get a bigger knife.
That's true. That's not a knife.
Yeah, I just get the butcher's knife out then if the guy's bigger than me. Go if nuts. It's like a smaller dude, paring knife.
And for little tiny midgets, I have like a apple peeler. Just rake away that skin.
I can match him. I probably got something stabby.
I love the idea of you walk out into your living room in the middle of the night. You see the guy and you're like, just hold on a second. I'm just gauging how big you are. All right, I'll be right back. He goes to the drawer. There we are.
Well, the classic baseball bat. I mean, I don't have one, but I have a feeling you do.
Oh, yes. I don't just have a baseball bat. I have one that you can wield one-handed.
There you go.
I went and I bought the child-size one. When I went and bought it, I took it up to the counter. I actually bought two yoga mats at the same time, not to do yoga, just for something else. Put them down, and I put down this little baseball bat, and the chick behind the counter gave me that look like, yeah, you're another guy buying a bat to beat people with. Yes, that's right. But I'm going to pretend I play baseball, which is why we do have a lot of crime in this country, because we have so many baseball bats and so few baseball teams.
That's true.
The sales of baseball bats are going through the roof in this country. What's going on? They're just better to hit people with than cricket bats.
But I've heard that's like a good go-to that people have for like self-protection. And against a gun, that's useless. You can't like deflect it like Luke Skywalker.
You don't get to lightsaber it.
No, that would be cool if that worked. You could deflect the bullets back at him.
If that actually worked, which it will not. You're not only going to get shot, you're going to get splinters on you too.
And then when like they go to steal my droids, they can be like, these aren't the droids you're looking for.
Boom! That's your plan. Someone breaks into your house, and just Jedi mind trick them.
God, I hope it works.
You know, if they break into your house, they're probably a crackhead. There's a good chance. If you just commit to the bit, better chance than you'd believe you have. I'd say in the 20% range. They're not? Oh, man. I need to get some crack. And I'll forget all about what they were doing there.
Now, my plan, if I get broken into, be as loud and crazy as possible. Also, I'm naked.
Yes! Now that is a fight plan I believe in truly. Crazy beats everything. And when you're fighting a guy naked, there's just naked with shoes on. If you can put your boots on the way in, rock up totally naked with boots on, I'm not playing.
Oh no, I don't want to rock up naked. I want to get undressed in front of them. I want them to know it's a choice.
Like you're there like, oh, you want to go, do you? Start taking your shirt off. You want to go? Oh, it's on. They're like, he's taking his shirt off for a fight. Then you start undoing your belt. Oh, it's on. We're going to do this. Extra points if you can have an erection. Oh, I'm ready to fight. I got my weapon. Come at me, big boy.
Because no one wants to fight that guy. Even if you got a gun, you're just like, fuck this.
I didn't sign up for this. I was just going to break into your house and steal your TV. I'm going home.
I don't want this gun to shoot a naked guy. You said to wash it.
The criminal's back home with all his friends. Like, did you get the TV? Oh, man, you wouldn't believe what happened to me. Out of nowhere, this naked guy rocks up. What people these days? Can't even steal a TV without some pervert coming at you.
Or you go over to your television and start urinating on it and just going, it's mine.
I claim this. Then you pee on their leg a little. You're mine now too.
Yeah, I figure no one wants to fight the crazy guy.
Act as crazy as possible, because then you're unpredictable. Naked always helps.
Yeah, I can think of no scenario that I want to fight a naked guy.
There's never enough of a reason to fight someone who's naked. I don't want to be involved in whatever this is. I do want to look up this 1988 massacre. It doesn't seem to have a link.
Let's go back to Google.
Yeah, we might have to Google this. Why is it so hush-hush? Wall Street police shootings.
So there is a Wikipedia page for it. Wall Street's shooting.
It was a shooting, not a massacre. And it was two cops got shot. Okay.
That's a mass shooting, isn't it? Two is a mass. No, how many is a mass?
Well, one's an audience, two's a couple, three's a crowd.
So three people get shot. Is that a mass shooting?
Yes, by my standards. If you're an entertainer, then absolutely.
So if this guy got one more, it would be a mass shooting.
He just shot a couple of people. He didn't shoot a whole audience.
It's like a double murder.
That wasn't a crowd. Yeah, exactly. It's a double homicide. Settle down. Okay, it's not nice that they were cops being shot, but there's criminals in this country, but they only shoot each other. This is like, if we're going to count bikies shooting each other, the statistics are going to be ridiculous. That doesn't count. That's people just in their job. I mean, you don't count accountants doing tax returns in in the numbers. You don't count tradies building a house.
Wait, how many were injured though? Because what if this dude went out and he shot at a mass of people, but he only killed two? Is that a shooting?
Well, the fact that he killed two cops makes me think
they were coming at him.
That was an abandoned car. Task force came in. The Flemington crew. All right, so the gun used to kill the guys was also used to fail to open a bank door during a robbery. So we're talking about bank robbers who shoot at cops. That's a professional job.
Yeah, that's why you're not allowed to have a gun.
But the money's right there in the bank and they won't let me have it. Okay, I don't need to take the money from the bank. I'm just saying I'd like to be first in line.
So when he was using the gun to open a door, was he shooting at it or was he like hitting the door with it?
Or trying to like
jimmy,
jimmy it open, trying to leverage it. Oh, it's bending the barrel.
Turn it around.
Now it's got like an edge on the butt. It's kind of uncomfortable to use. Only shoot at people you want to kill from now on. Okay, I'll do that. Okay, so that's why we haven't heard about it. Two cops got shot by bank robbers.
At 10 to 5 in the morning.
Which, I mean, come on. 10 to 5 in the morning. That's the worst time for anything to be happening. If you wake anyone up at 10 to 5 in the morning, there's a good chance if they had a gun, they'd shoot you.
Especially if they're sleeping in the car.
Oh, yeah. If I'm asleep in a car, there's a good reason I'm asleep in the car. Ali kicked me out of the house again. I don't need another problem. If I had my gun, I would shoot you so bad. Okay, and then Port Arthur happened. This is why I'm surprised. We get a huge paragraph on Australian gun control when that's the only two things that happened.
Didn't we have a cafe that got taken hostage?
Yeah. Is that down further?
I don't know. I don't know if it happened. It doesn't say it on here.
But
it did happen.
Okay, so if we jump across to gun violence and then jump to Australia, they got Port Arthur, then the Sydney siege. We'll remember this because it was in a Lindt chocolate cafe. A guy held 17 customers hostage and employees, and everyone went, there's a hostage situation in Sydney. A lone gunman is holding up a bunch of people in a Lindt chocolate cafe, and everyone as a country went, there's a Lindt chocolate cafe.
Was that good for Lindt or bad for Lindt?
Well, people are killing to get into this place. No publicity is bad publicity, and it's not like he held them hostage like, I'm not leaving till you make me a good fucking coffee.
That would suck if you just like popped in for a coffee and then suddenly you're held hostage.
And I think it's like their business sector of Sydney, like this is where the stock exchange people all hang out. So, you know, a bunch of like yuppies and ties. Which, if you're going to pick targets that you want people to feel remorse for, that's probably not the place to start. You're just ducking down to get a quick coffee because your boss is riding, you just need something to get through the rest of the day. Oh man, I've got to be back in 5 minutes. I just have enough time to get a coffee. And then the guy pulls a gun. You're like, oh, come on! My boss is never going to believe this.
I know, he'll see you on the news.
See, and that's it. Once it's like, oh, he's never going to believe this. Hey, you need to hold us here until the cameras get here or my boss is going to fire me. Look, oh, shut up every other hostage in here. You go back to work. Oh, we were held hostage. No one's going to believe you.
Because he made them all get up against the windows.
Which is a smart move, by the way.
You wouldn't be thinking that if you were one of the window people, though. He'd be like, ah. Do you reckon he'd be there being like, yeah, this is a clever move. This dude might get away with this.
You gotta admire good craft whenever you see it. I am not into jewelry, but if I can see a ring that's made really, like, intricately, that guy knows how to make jewelry. If a guy holds us all hostage and instead of going, get in the back or get into the vault, everyone, the dumbest idea ever for any bank robber, put them in the big gun safe place so that the cops have free rein on you. No, that's stupid. You go up against the windows. And my response would be, oh yeah, that makes sense. That's good. You probably hear that from me. Everyone against the windows. I think he's done this before.
And then when you're pressed against the window, you see like a sniper.
It's just this.
You see like this laser pointing at you, trying to get around you, but it can't.
It goes over your shoulder, and the guy grabs the back of your head and moves your head a little bit. And then it's this game of cat and mouse with your head and a laser pointer. If I had my gun, this wouldn't have happened. And that goes back to my point. If all 17 customers were holding guns at the time, he comes in, pulls out his gun. All right, everyone, I'm taking you hostage. We'd have one dead man and everyone would have gotten back within 5 minutes with their coffees and a great story to tell. I'm a hero.
But instead, nobody died.
It said that, yeah, he just held them hostage and that's it.
Yeah.
Does it say what happened even?
Well, he's got 14 years in prison. Really? That's all you get? No way.
No, that was law enacted the following year. See, he was on bail. All right. Now we're getting in there.
I'm going down the rabbit hole.
Yep. Hey, what happened? A very loud bang was heard. Six hostages fleeing the building.
And so they took the opportunity to run in.
Here we go. Time event.
So it finished at 2:13 in the morning.
And it started at 8:20 a.m. You know what? After that, that's a long work day for anyone.
That is a long time to be a hostage. I would suck if you were a hostage and it was multiple days.
Wait, why does it say they killed Monas and Dawson? Who the hell's Dawson and Monas?
Wait, someone died?
Yeah, they killed the shooter or the hostage holder guy.
Oh, that's right. They killed him.
And three hostages got shot or injured. They got wounded by the police. And a policeman got hurt.
And didn't, like, someone die of a heart attack or something like that?
It says the gunman kills a guy called Johnson, moves hostages around the cafe, and six men take the opportunity to run. Oh, okay, so Johnson texts his family that the guy has become increasingly agitated and wants to release one hostage in good faith. And so the guy clearly figured out this guy was texting his family, so he shot him.
Yeah, you're not meant to do that.
Anyone knows in negotiations, you can't let things like that slide, so.
If you were texting somebody and they caught you and they said, we're going to kill you, would you be like, yeah, yeah, good move, makes sense?
Well, like...
At what point do your compliments stop?
Well, it's not that I don't compliment, but I disagree personally for my own life, but I can understand why you would reach that conclusion.
He's just like, Garth, come on, if you're in my position, what would you do?
You make a good point. I would make an example of me. But not to undo my argument, let me finish, sir, Mr. Really Good Hostage Holder Guy.
He goes to like shoot you, and you're just like, wait, if you do it near the window, it will be on camera, so it will make more of a statement. Thanks, man, you're really helpful.
Remember, back of the head, that way it splatters on the glass, it'll stay there for ages, it'll make the papers, you'll be famous. You want to be renowned for that, you want to be infamous, right? Come on the counter side, dude, I've already sent the text, you can read it, you know it was just me saying you might release a hostage in good faith. I mean, hey, it's good publicity for you. Anyone out there who hears that's gonna be like, oh, you know, we'll let him go, he's just gonna release people. If you shoot me, that's gonna change the whole tide. Police are gonna come in here, shoot you, Dawson, wound three other hostages, and a policeman if you shoot me. I mean, come on, this got dark.
What was he even asking for?
I don't even think he was asking for anything.
He's just taking hostages just for the hell of it. It's like, I got nothing to do on my lunch break.
I don't think he had...
Well, it wasn't a lunch break, actually.
He was out on bail. Does it say anywhere what he wanted? Demands?
Because that's the first thing. If I was going to take hostages, the first thing I'd have is demands.
You'd have a reason to do it?
At least some form of motive.
This, the fact that it doesn't say anything about it...
I know he tried to fly, like, some ISIS flag, and they were just like, nah, he's not one of us.
The amount of time ISIS and Al-Qaeda and all those people have claimed terrorist attacks that were later found out they didn't have anything to do with. Oh, they blew up America. Yeah, we did that. Actually, no, you didn't. Oh, okay. Down with America.
We like it, though.
We like him. He's a good bro. Good for the cause. I think he was just disgruntled, which is my favorite word for describing anyone who shoots people. Disgruntled.
Hope you're not feeling disgruntled one day.
Better make it in your interest to make sure I'm not.
See, and I don't know, like, with the whole, like, getting the hostage against the window thing, I don't even know if I would take a place that had a lot of windows. That feels like a bad idea in itself.
But I mean, you gotta pick your target right. Most places do have windows. And otherwise, no one's gonna know what's going on inside. I mean, imagine you take a bunch of hostages, but there's no windows, so no one knows what's happening. So the police never rock up. Like, after like 8 hours of holding everyone down, you just have to like leave. And what did you do?
That'd be funny. That'd be so awkward.
Well, everyone, I'm sorry to waste all your time.
Imagine you just walk in there and just like, okay, now everybody, put your phones in this bucket. I don't want any of you contacting the outside world. It's completely shut off, and you're sitting there for ages waiting for the police to rock up, just going like, you took all our phones, dude. Like, no one called the cops.
No,
like,
one was able to. The worst possible scenario for him. He walks in, takes everyone hostage, and they obey him completely. What went wrong, my friend? They followed my instructions exactly. No one reported it.
Oh yeah, and Tony Abbott was prime minister at that point.
Happened under his watch.
There's no more gun control after that, though. It's like, yeah, just some crazy dude.
There's the quote. A very unusual case. A rare mix of extremism, mental health problems, and plain criminality. Which, I kind of would like to be given the criminality as a cause of why I did stuff. Just criminality. What? He just does crime.
It is very vague.
He just did it because he's a criminal.
It's his criminality.
Oh, that's a good rapper name.
Criminality.
MC Criminality. I've got more lyrics than warrants out right now. And that's everything we got about Australia. There are three basic cases which Australia dealt with. Not one mention of Ned Kelly.
That's true. Didn't he do a mass shooting? He killed more than two cops.
He killed a lot of cops. And he held a whole town hostage.
He was the original Iron Man.
Yeah. Robert Downey Jr. couldn't hold a candle to him because he was played by Heath Ledger in the movie Ned, and he played the Joker. Mm. So he'd be on the other side. He was a criminal, whereas Iron Man was a good guy. See, this all makes sense. When they cast them, they think about these things.
I reckon the town that Ned Kelly took hostage developed Stockholm Syndrome, because I've gone through there at a point and everything is Ned Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
They've got a big statue of Ned Kelly. Like, they've got souvenirs everywhere. Everything is Ned Kelly, this and that.
The best thing that ever happened to this town was a guy held us at gunpoint. point. And we love that man for it. And every retelling, because I remember as a kid, you know, they give you books. This is Ned Kelly. He held a whole town hostage. But then him and his gang would amuse them by doing, like, tricks on their horses and, you know, making out like, oh, he held them hostage, but he was a nice guy. Everyone seemed to like him as he held them at gunpoint. And that's my point. This guy takes hostages in a lint cafe and he's, oh, we got to shoot him down. It's criminality, I tells you. Ned Kelly does it and he's a hero. Such is life. People get tattoos of him. No one's getting a tattoo of Monet or whatever this guy's name is.
So everything I know about Ned Kelly comes from the Yahoo Serious movie.
Reckless Kelly. Which, yeah, he didn't ride a motorcycle. Tip to the wise.
But he had a dog that he was teaching to talk, right?
Yeah. Gorn. Flex. Yes, that part is absolutely true.
And Agent Smith was trying to get him.
Yes, he was.
But he owned a bank.
That's right. Because, well, if you think about it, in The Matrix, the banks are kind of like The Matrix. That makes a lot of sense. And because he was done being on that bus with Priscilla.
Yeah, Yahoo Serious was a thing for a very short amount of time.
Mm-hmm. Three movies.
Two that people remember.
Yeah, and one that I never saw and don't need to see.
Because who saw, what was it, like, Egg? No.
Mr. Something? Mr.
Yeah, yeah. No, just the Young Einstein and the Reckless Kelly. That's the one that people like. Forget about the other one.
Don't worry about anything else he's ever done. They were good, though.
Completely messed with history. He should have just kept doing that.
I know, right? Let's just rewrite history until it's all Australian made. Yeah, Einstein was Australian.
He's a Tasmanian apple farmer.
That makes perfect sense.
He wanted to put bubbles in beer.
Exactly, because beer was flat till then. Everyone was pissed off about it. So we figured out the theory of relativity so we could put bubbles in beer.
Yeah, emk.
Emk. And I love that he was an apple farmer too, because that wasn't even Einstein. That was Newton, the apple thing happened to. Let's just completely compress history and then put it out in a completely foreign form. I'm all for that.
It was fun to watch somebody who had no idea about history make historical movies.
Oh, absolutely. It's also fun to watch movies after years later. Now, Afghanistan. Ooh, it's so bad, isn't it? They're now the bad guys in all the movies. Rambo 3. He was their friend. He helped them. He showed them how to fight. And there's a great scene where the guy's telling Rambo, Afghani warriors, we have grown up to be soldiers. We are very proud. We do not give up. We do not surrender. And he's like, you guys, this is your Vietnam. The best quote ever. And everyone's like, yeah, we got their back. And then this happened.
So Canada has guns too, apparently. And rifles and shotguns are relatively easy to obtain.
Well, handguns and some semi-automatic rifles are restricted. Some semi-automatic rifles.
Well, if you could have a gun, what type of gun would you want?
Oh, well, that depends. Is this the gun to end all guns that I dream about at night and wake up feeling disappointed every morning that it's never there? Or are we talking about what's, you know, like, responsible?
Nah, let's go with the crazy one. It's meant to be a comedy show.
Okay. Oh, I want... There's a thing called Metal Storm. It fires a million bullets in a minute, and I want it so bad.
For hunting, right?
Oh, yeah, and for, like, competition shooting.
That would tear your house apart.
That would tear anything you point at it apart. And I want to actually own two, so I can duct tape them together and have the first gun that shoots 2 million bullets a minute. Then I'll get the respect I deserve.
Until you see one who's put three together and you're like, damn it.
God damn it! Oh, as soon as he turns his back, he's gonna get 2 million bullets in it.
So can you hold this gun or...
I'm not actually sure. I've never seen... Maybe we should look it up.
Yeah, let's look it up.
It might even be one of those guns that only fits on like a battleship.
What's it called?
Metal Storm.
Metal Storm.
Which I'm sure...
You'd have a battleship gun.
I can keep it in a holster. Oh, there it is.
Cool, so they got YouTube videos. This says 600.
This isn't it then. Just imagine it bigger.
Is it kind of like this? Have you seen it before?
No.
Oh, there we go. It's increasing. Oh,
okay, so there you go. Million rounds in a minute. Here we go. Boom. Yes. If you hate lumber, this is the gun for you. It just killed a whole bunch of wood.
Are they doors?
Not anymore.
Did they used to be doors?
They kind of looked like it.
Shot through a few of them. How many are there? 1, 2, 3. I see 8 on screen. And it's cleanly blowing through all of them.
Now that I could use. I'd buy a ute. I'd have it on the back of the ute. Did they show it coming out of the gun?
Boom.
So that's it. It just goes. Oh, so they're not, because it's not going for a minute.
Mm.
See that? It's a lot of bullets.
So if you fired that for a minute, it would be a million rounds.
Yes. Isn't that cool?
There's all the doors lined up.
And boom. Wow, so if you had one of those, it doesn't matter how many doors I close to protect me.
Exactly right. Don't go hide in the bathroom. I'm shooting through that too.
But wouldn't that be impractical? Wouldn't like a handgun be better, because then you could like carry that round with you?
I figure if I have a gun like that, even if it's that big, I just shoot the hole until I can drive through it. Put it on the back of a ute and just drive where I want.
You know my dream gun?
What's that?
Have you seen Dusk Till Dawn?
Yes.
You know the penis gun?
Yes!
The dude flexes and it comes out. It has two barrels that look like balls and a barrel that look...
Two cylinders.
Yeah, two cylinders, yeah, that look like...
Six-shooter cylinders to be the testicles and a barrel to be your dick.
A nice, thick barrel. So you got 12 shots in it.
I don't know. The idea of a gun firing that close to my genitalia with all kickback going to said genitalia, kind of a low point to me. But
I kind of enjoy it. Make me tingle.
Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, get a rhythm going, baby.
Plus, that's got to be like one of the scariest guns. You pull a gun on somebody and then they have a gun that comes out of their penis.
Pointing at your penis. I don't want to play anymore. Yeah. I rock up with my big ass million bullet gun pointed at you. You put your hands in the air and suddenly you've got a gun barrel erection. You just got yourself a million bullet a minute gun. I'm walking away. I don't want to play anymore. This isn't fun.
I'm like, you shoot me in the head, I'll shoot you in the head.
And ironically, you are naked. Naked except for a dick gun.
Because I figure if you shoot me and I flinch, that'll probably fire then.
That might set it off.
Because how exactly do I fire it?
I have no idea how it works. In fact, it doesn't actually make sense the way it comes together.
It's like I need an erection to fire it. Luckily, I always do.
Whenever I think about guns, big warm tingly. There we are, ready to go.
I figured I'd have to flex some muscle or something.
I reckon it would all be about thrusting. Bang! Yeah.
I just have to not thrust by accident.
Make sure it's off before you do anything thrust-worthy.
Reloading, it's got to be awkward, though.
As awkward as putting on a condom. Hang on, just a sec. Okay, I'm good to go. Good to go. I'd also like one of those gigantic sniper rifles, because the world record for longest shot is like, I want to say 2 or 5 miles away. It was so far away, the guy had to take into account the bend of the earth. That's a long freaking way away. When you're like taking into account there's gravity, there's wind resistance, there's the propulsion. Oh, by the way, the earth is on a curve.
Be a pretty good shot.
Well, he was a trained sniper, so I think he has to.
But what was he trying to hit?
It was a dude. It was a confirmed kill. He killed another sniper.
Oh, wow. That guy would have been hiding too.
Yeah, did not see it coming.
How did he see him from so far away?
I have no idea. You just hear it and you go, that's cool. In fact, I saw a movie about it, so it was a reenactment of it. And what I liked was, because the guy's like, he's the best sniper, he has the best record, and he got that record for longest kill. And then they showed it happening, and like every single sniper situation, you see through the scope, and it could be laundry on a line, it could be like a door flapping, and then he pulls, bang, I killed him. What did you kill? I didn't see anything. That's how easy you are to shoot. That's not very responsible. I mean, sure, you're in Iraq or Afghanistan or someplace where no one's gonna make a big deal about it because they don't have any rights against you. But I mean, come on, be cool.
That movie was an American Sniper, was it?
I don't know. Maybe, maybe not.
I don't know. I saw that
movie. It was about an American Sniper.
Yeah, I saw that movie. I don't remember much about it. What else is there on gun control?
We would be remiss if we didn't get into the American debate.
America.
Fuck yeah. Now, what I love about America is there is an endless source of ridiculous arguments from both sides, I might add. There is so much false statistics out there. It's crazy.
I reckon America's just fucked. They're probably all just gonna kill each other either way.
Oh, hurry up. The best pro-gun argument I've ever heard comes from King of the Hill. Say somebody breaks into your house and you don't have a gun, how are you gonna shoot him? You can't fuck with it. That is without a doubt the best argument. You can't shoot someone if you don't have a gun.
Like I said, you gotta have a gun on you at all times anyway in order for that to work.
But if you had a gun, wouldn't you want on you at all time?
Well, that seems to be the thing with like people saying, you know, if everyone had guns, they could use it to protect themselves. Then basically it works that either everyone should have guns or nobody should have guns.
Yes, but the chances of keeping everyone away from guns is very impossible.
So wouldn't the best thing to do to make it illegal for people not to have a gun?
But they already have, yet they still have guns.
No, make it illegal for people not to have a gun. So which means you have to have a gun on you at all times. The Sweden thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If everyone has a gun on them at all times, everything's fine.
Yeah.
Make that law. I would agree with that law. I'd like the idea of like kind of like cowboy Wild West. Everyone's got a holster.
See, I'd like it if we didn't even do the conceal and carry thing. Like, you could have, like, an AK-47 on your back. Like, plain sight.
Oh, that would be good. Like, you know, you sort of walk around with an Uzi slung over your shoulder. Oh, this is just my travel gun. I take this gun when I go shopping, you know, things like that. This is my walkabout town gun.
Just walking past a cop going, hey. They look at another guy. Stop, you. You don't have a gun.
Get him.
Suspect is unarmed.
Everyone, get your guns out. He's unarmed. A well-armed society is a polite society. And I do want to... Okay, I've got to put this out there. Because America, the big thing that's coming out these days is all the school shootings. This is the... We got to ban guns. Look at all the school shootings. I want to point out that not once have I heard the argument, hey, you know, maybe if you didn't bully these kids so much, they wouldn't have shot everyone. I mean, I know it's a tragedy. I know it's horrible that people died and all that. But at any point, instead of trying to stop the kid who, as a last resort, pulled out a gun, how about we all learn to be better human beings?
Because I knew some kids who I'm surprised didn't.
They were school shooters who didn't have a gun. And look at them now. Their lives are horrible and it's not a good world they live in. They do
it
not...
It would have been better if they could have just done a shooting.
Exactly. But if everyone had a gun, people would be a little nicer to those kids. Okay, yes, you have a gun, so everyone will respect you, but you gotta respect that kid could shoot you.
See, what if there was this kid who was getting relentlessly bullied that you felt sorry for, so you were nice to him like one day, and then the next day he came back and did a shooting, you'd be like, oh, thank God I was nice to him.
See, right there, that is reason enough that everyone should have access to guns. Everyone would be nice to them at least once. Wouldn't you just be like, oh, what a day. Thank you, of all days, to be nice to a guy.
I know there was at my little sister's school, because I have a young teenage sister.
Yeah.
And somebody wrote in one of the bathrooms that they were going to do a shooting at the school and wrote down a date.
That's awesome. Now, what happened as a result of that? Did the school get shut down? Did people get inquired? Like, it was taken really seriously, wasn't it?
It was taken super seriously. They didn't shut down the school. A lot of students did take the day off.
Really?
Yeah. My little sister was made to go to school. Which, if there was a shooting, then you would have felt bad then.
If you make your kid go to school on a day that they were told there's going to be a shooting and the shooting happens, you'd never live that down.
And there are less students there that day, so the chance of getting
shot is more so.
So higher, statistically.
Statistically, you've got a higher chance. If that kid survives, parents never live it down. The rest of their life, I don't want to go to this. You got to go to this. You mean like I had to go to that school shooting? Look, I'm pretty sure you'll be fine. Fine, like when that kid pointed a gun at my head and it was only my artful dodging that got me out of there. No thanks to you. Oh, that would get you out of taking the garbage out for at least a month. I also know that if that happened at my school, I would definitely be one of those kids at school. My mum would not give a crap.
She'd probably be like, you wrote it.
No, more likely than not, what would happen is my mum would go, there's going to be a shooting. Well, you know where the guns are. Take a gun, defend yourself. Then I rock up to school with a gun. They're like, he's the shooter. No, this is because there's gonna be a shooting. I'm gonna save you. I'm the good guy. And then no shooting happens after they arrest me. And it was like, well, it was clearly him.
That would be so cool to see in the news if there was a school shooting and a student had just brought a gun to school that day anyway for protection, just in case there were shootings.
And then it happened and
And he shot the kid and he's like, yeah, I just bring my gun to school every day.
Yeah, no, I get in and out all the time. No one ever bothers me. No one searches my bag. We don't have metal detectors here, you know.
I figured if there's a shooting, I could save everyone. And I did.
And I did. That is the only situation where that would be like, oh, I guess that was a good thing, man. Any other day of the year of his entire schooling life, if he ever got busted with that gun, that's it. His life's over. You are now the potential shooter, the kid who was going to shoot everyone.
It is weird, though, the contradiction of, like, he's a hero, but who's this psychopath who brought a gun to school every day?
Exactly. I know he said that, but that can't be right. Right?
Can we just ignore that?
And then they talk to all his friends like, oh yeah, that's Phil. He always brings a gun. We call him Gun Phil.
He saved us from the shooting. He's cool.
He's cool. We like him. At first we bullied him, then he brought a gun to school and we felt bad for him. So we're like, nah, man, we'll be your friend. And then he saved us all. Really glad that we didn't bully that kid.
So is he going to continue to bring the gun to school? Or?
I hope so. What if there's another shooting? And then the day that another shooting happens, you just know that everyone's going to turn to Phil. Dude, it's your time to shine. Ah, I left it at home today. My mum was cleaning it and I didn't have time and I had to bring my science project. I made a volcano and I couldn't fit it in my bag as well. And thanks, Phil. We're all dead now.
What if you were in some place like a movie theater and place is packed and they say, due to the size of this place, for protection, we've given two random people guns.
That is a movie no one talks through. That is a movie that all phones will be on silent.
Because you got to make it two. Because if you give it to one, that could be a crazy person. But you're unlikely to find two crazy people because you give it to two unrelated people. So if one of the people you gave a gun to is crazy, then the other one can shoot him.
So there's someone guarding the person with a gun. And there's also the other person guarding the other person with a gun. And everyone else just better shut up. If there's subtitles, do not read them out loud. I don't want you yelling, no, don't go upstairs.
And if you need to go to the toilet, hold it.
Meanwhile, I've always wanted to shoot the TV with a gun, like Elvis did. Because Elvis had a whole bunch of TVs, and he watched westerns on them so he could shoot the bad guy. Imagine you're in a movie theater. And what's anyone going to say? You pull out a gun and shoot the screen, like, yeah, I got him, guys. Everyone would be like, that was a good shot. Please don't shoot us. Why is there a guy with a gun in here? Nobody panic. He might shoot you.
Yeah, but in my theater, there'd be another person there who would have a problem with it.
I reckon they'd be like, that's a great idea. And they both just shoot the screen. I think it would end up having two really obnoxious people and everyone else just having to deal. Problem? Not enough guns.
So they needed to give everyone in the theater a gun. So, and then the screen's just all minced up.
You know, I'd go to that movie theater. Everyone gets to shoot the screen. Hell yeah. I reckon more people would go to the movies if you got to shoot the screen. You'd have to make them out of Kevlar or something.
So then the bullets would do that, like, flattening thing?
Yes. So everyone looks like they have, like, blackheads on their nose. Suddenly women have beauty marks.
So they'd have to turn the sound up, though, if you're going to have people firing guns the whole movie.
Yeah. In fact, there'd be portions of the movie, like, when Andy Dick comes on screen, you know everyone's going to shoot him.
Yeah.
So just in that portion, we just turn the volume up, expecting them to shoot.
You'd probably have, like, surveys of most shot actors.
Absolutely. John Travolta comes on screen. Bang, 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 bang. Tom Cruise gets on screen. A dog gets on screen. One person. Bang. And everyone's like, oh, dude, that's not cool. Don't shoot the dog.
The guy who shot the dog, he got shot too.
And that's the end of douchebags.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Darwinism.
So do you reckon if you and I had a gun and we were just pointing it at each other, we'd be much more polite with each other?
I absolutely believe that to my core. Think about it. I'm pointing a gun at you. Are you going to try and irritate me?
Probably not.
And vice versa. I do like the idea because this happens a lot with African-American gangster type things where someone comes in with a gun and that bad guy who does shoot people, who is a drug dealer, who's a scum of society, just pulls out his gun. He's like, man, please sit your ass down. And everyone's like, hey, that guy's cool. See, he's the regular shooter. You got to be consistent, man. You can't just come in one day.
I don't know. What do you know about American gun control? Well, they just didn't have it.
They do, but they have the Second Amendment. I love that Americans preach the Second Amendment as if it was written in the Bible. It's our right, but maybe that's not what it means. Maybe you don't need that right. No, it's my right. It's one of the Ten Commandments. I mean, amendments.
Because over in most countries, it's seen as more a privilege than a right.
Yeah, you got to go through some form of something to get it. Japan, very hard to get guns. And they have very few shootings. Still have shootings, but 12 people a year might get shot or death by shooting.
Let's not talk about suicides, though.
Yeah. Oh, their suicide rate. Phenomenal, comparatively. That being said, a lot less gun shootings in Japan than the rest of the world, but a lot more katana slicings.
They would lead the world in katana slicings.
And suicide, but that's a cultural thing. We don't need to go down that path. And buying underwear from vending machines. And that's everything I know about Japan.
Where do you reckon has the highest mortalities due to nunchucks? Do you reckon it'd be China or America? Like, it'd be some, like...
Death by nunchuck. I'm gonna say the Philippines.
You reckon?
They're the ones who'd use them. Because that is a weapon in amongst the Filipino martial arts, because the Chinese came there. I reckon China, if they're gonna use a weapon, they're probably not gonna use nunchucks.
No, they got lots of other stuff.
They got plenty of other good stuff. Japan, not so much. They're not going to break it out. America, there would be a lot of death by nunchuck or injury by nunchuck, but it would mostly, like 90%, be self-inflicted.
Nerds who thought they could use nunchucks.
Yeah, we've all seen the videos on Funniest Home Videos. Just a guy just copping it sweet to the balls. Check me out.
Oh, that would make a great 90s cartoon. Nerds with nunchucks.
Yes.
I'd watch that show.
It's essentially the same episode every episode, but you'd still watch it. My favorite part was when he got hit in the nuts.
Nerds with nunchucks get hit in the nards.
Or triple N.
Show writes itself.
We don't even write it. We just get three nerdy guys who are really uncoordinated, give them nunchucks and film it.
Because you do hear a lot about gun control, but not a lot about nunchuck control.
Yeah, no one's trying to control the nuns.
Especially if you chuck them.
Exactly. Well, people watch where they chuck them, I guess. It's not really a throwing weapon to begin with.
There was a show called The Flying Nun, wasn't there?
Yeah, Sally Field. She won 2 Oscars.
Was there more to the premise than that?
No, every episode, they'd find a reason why she had to fly.
Would she fly to somewhere at least?
It's all based on the premise that some nuns have that hat that look like wings. So what if they were able to fly? So one episode, the kids would be like, nun, our ball got stuck up in the gutter up on the roof. I'll fly up and get it. And that's the episode. They made so many episodes out of that one premise. It's ridiculous. Because honestly, what kind of escapades can a nun get into? And how often is flying going to be the solution to said nun escapades?
See, that's why it would have been better for us to try and be famous decades ago. Because we can compete with that.
We could definitely compete with that.
Like Game of Thrones and Breaking Bad and shit like that.
It's ruined all the people's expectation of what's entertaining has just gone completely retarded.
Yeah, like...
So much so you can't even say retarded anymore.
Back in the old radio days where, like, people all talk like this, we could have done, like, a killing with Wiki Review.
Oh, people would be like, my God. Wait, what's Wikipedia?
We're ahead of our time.
Then we'll be like Nostradamus. It'd be great. Nostradamus of the 60s.
If I went back in time and tried to be a psychic, I would realize how little I remember.
Yeah, it wouldn't be very useful.
I wouldn't even be able to predict the shooting in 1988. I'd be like, that happened? Seriously? Like, I'd be just as surprised by occurring events.
If I was to go back in time and I told people, that would be my daily occurrence. Everything that happens, I'd be like, oh, really? What, you didn't know? I thought you were from the future. Yeah, but I'm just like an average guy. I don't give a crap.
I was like, talking to me, does this Woodstock turn out to be good? I don't know. I've never heard of it.
Woodstock, what's that? Oh, isn't that that syndrome where you're like the guy holding you hostage?
Jimi Hendrix, yeah, he never becomes famous.
Don't hold your breath on that guy.
His performance is lame.
Janis Joplin. He seems like a nice guy, but I don't know if he'll ever make it. Oh yeah, I remember him. Lives a long, healthy life.
Ah, you kids. This drug thing is just a fad. It goes away soon. If you could go back in time, where would you go back to then?
Oh, the location and the time.
Your starting period.
Starting period.
You'd have to progress normally from there.
Because if I could start in one place and then trip from one place to another, that'd be great. Like, I'd go back to caveman times, take a lighter with me, just to freak them out. I would be the new god really quickly. But it also would suck to live there.
Yeah, even being a caveman god would suck. Like, what you get... Well, I don't want to eat any of their food.
Like, living working class now is better than god of cavemen. The food would suck. The location would suck. The women are all monkeys, essentially. They're all, like, ape-looking people. Every one of them could crack your vertebrae like it was a peanut.
I don't want to live in any time period where McDonald's doesn't exist. So,
that's a good...
I can't go back further than that.
For me, indoor plumbing. And you don't have to go that far back for, like, people to have to go and use outhouses.
Yeah, outhouses would suck.
Oh, was it Chris Rock who said... No, it might have been Louis C.K., actually. Ooh, Louis, that's topical. he said...
Mention the joke, don't mention the other stuff.
This is how good it is to be white. I can go back in any point in history and have a good time. If you're black, you can't go back past the 80s. That's true. That's a sad, true point.
The one Louis C.K., if those girls had a gun, they could have shot his penis.
Exactly, would have fixed the whole problem.
And then he wouldn't have been able to do it to anyone else.
Exactly, and he could have kept doing fun, wholesome entertainment for everyone ongoing. He was talented, damn it. I'm sorry I was a pervert, but I still watch his stand-up. It's funny.
Yeah, it sucks when the good ones do something stupid.
Do you reckon the Cosby-type sweaters went down in sales?
I reckon anything Cosby went down in sales.
If it could be Cosby-related, Jell-O pudding took a swan dive.
That was a very hard fall.
No, anywhere in time. I wouldn't go past indoor plumbing, although if I could go back in time and become like king of the medieval times, own a castle, I'm sure I could get someone to design an indoor toilet.
True, but I often wonder, would I rather be a king in medieval times or just a regular guy now? It's just like, I probably get more stuff as a regular guy than a king got. They don't get Wi-Fi.
Yeah, once you go before electricity, things start to suck, like exponentially. It gets way worse really quickly.
Because all the food I get would have to be better than the food they eat.
I reckon the 60s would be a good time because, well, we're white male, so we just get everything and everyone just gives it to us. That's my understanding. If from every TV show I've ever watched. I saw Mad Men. I know what to do. Where would you go back? What's your ideal?
Well, 60s do sound like a good one because that's when, you know, stuff like decent movies and music started to get invented. Everything like 50s seems tedious, and anything before that, it just gets more and more tedious.
I like the idea of going back in time and you're like, I want to go a bit before the 50s and that way I can cruise into it. I'm going to go back to 1939. Hey, dude, do you know what happens?
Actually, probably as primitive as I would go back is maybe 2010.
I'm just saying, I'm not going back to before Orange is the New Black was a show. That's as far back as I can think to exist. I wouldn't know what I'd do without that show.
They just had a new season come out too recently, didn't they?
A while ago, but they did.
Was it season 3?
Yeah, it sounds right.
I haven't seen any of them yet.
It's good.
I know Shannon likes it.
You should watch it. Good.
Is it like Girl Oz?
No, it's funny. I watched Oz first, and yeah. I'm like, that's hardcore. You watch that, and you're like, I don't ever want to go to prison.
I'd be Beecher.
Yeah, you'd be the guy who just the bitch.
I would want to be O'Reilly, but I would be Beecher.
You want to be the cool, slick Irish guy who's a gangster who just gets everyone killed and somehow never gets touched, but you'd probably be more likely to be the guy who gets made the Nazi bitch and then has to be crazy and then just ends up going gay just to fit in.
Yeah, I want to come out of prison with a swastika burned into my ass.
Yeah, or anywhere, to be quite honest. I think the ass is the best place to get it. I mean, anywhere else it might be visible. You get one of those Manson swastikas, you're not getting employed anywhere ever again. Or if you do, you really won't like your boss.
I figure you'd be like a white at a BC.
What a drug-fueled crazy rapist.
That sounds like you.
Yeah. I never thought of it that way, but totally. Kind of hard to understand. Wears a little hat kind of on the side. Completely nuts. No, Orange is the New Black. Did you ever watch Weeds?
No, I also didn't watch that.
Oh, you gotta watch Weeds, man.
All these like chick criminal things.
Yeah, they're good. Orange is the New Black. I thought it was gonna be Oz. I was like, okay, be prepared for hardcore chicks. Which Wentworth is an Australian show. I haven't seen it, but that seems more like the chick Oz. This is more like summer camp that you're not allowed to leave. Like, it's minimum security. Everyone's in there for like something little bit, like just enough to put them in prison. But everyone's kind of like, you know, oh, I just want to be friends with everyone. Yeah, you can hang out with us. That's fine.
Do they have pillow fights in their underwear?
No, it's also really good in that it's completely accurate to the women. Most of them walk around without makeup. They all are dressed really dowdy. You know, whenever you see post-apocalyptic shows, Walking Dead's a great example. Everything's gone. You know, they have conversations like, this could be the last candy bar in the world. I want you to have it and enjoy it. Oh my God, the last Snickers. I love Snickers. But for some reason, all the women have perfect makeup. All their hair, which you can see, you know, they're a natural brunette, but they're blonde. Where are all these makeup supplies they're finding? They break into a place to scout for supplies. Oh, hang on a second. I need some bleach. Is there peroxide there? I really need that. Come on, we're gonna go make a heist. We gotta kill a lot of zombies so we can get some mascara.
Well, everyone knows in an apocalypse, if you go into a chemist, all the hair dyes are missing.
That's true. Have you ever seen in one of those shows, like, the hair dye on the shelf? No, it's gone.
First thing to go, that and the toilet paper.
That's why clean water is such an important resource, so that women can wash it out after they've applied it properly. And to be fair, I mean, you break into a place, there's a girl who's presentable. Are you gonna shoot her? Are you gonna see her as an enemy? Or are you gonna say, we'll ride this one out. She seems like she might be okay.
If you're in an apocalypse situation and your girlfriend uses the last of your drinking water to dye her hair blonde, you're mad, but you also notice it does look good on her and she's quite hot now.
That's exactly right. I will make that sacrifice. I have a choice here. I could live a little longer, but what's living with regrowth, right?
Turn around, I want to pretend you're someone else.
Hey, I'm gonna die of thirst and dehydration very shortly. Why not? The last thing I want to do on this world is make sure your last decision you regret. That's in your marriage vows, isn't it?
Yeah. That's how they start and end.
Yours was more like a, I'm going down and I'm taking you down with me. I do.
We just did it so she couldn't testify against me.
That's exactly. People say that she can't, but you are allowed to testify against your partner. It's just you don't have to.
Yeah, legally, she would too.
Exactly.
She's waiting to rat me out.
She has that power over you now. Did she find your still? I've been moonshining for a long time.
Yeah, you got a big bootleg business around this area.
It's big. A lot of moonshine people. Okay, so yeah, we are looking at the American gun control issue. And what I love about it, like I mentioned earlier, they have the people who are pro-gun and the people who are anti-gun. And they both make ridiculous arguments. They always like to find statistics and things that really highlight their point. And it always just comes back to that's irrelevant. Like I mentioned the Japanese thing earlier where there's no guns and no one dies from guns. The anti-gun people love Japan. They point that out. But the pro-gun people, they have a country too. Iceland, where the guns are everywhere. And did you know, this is their fact that they put out, before 2013, no one has ever been shot in Iceland by a cop. The cops never killed anyone in Iceland before 2013.
What happened in 2013?
They shot a guy.
He had it coming.
And he did. It was apparently some crazy guy wielding a gun, so the cops shot him. And then they made a big apology and said, like, it's really terrible. We're really sorry it happened. I think that's the only time someone in Iceland has ever been shot by the police, which is great because there's guns everywhere. Great argument, guys. I mean, there's like four people in Iceland, so it kind of ruins your theory. Like, they're all sitting around like, did you hear that Greg shot Barry? Oh, man.
I don't think that Americans should have guns.
That's a good way to go about it. Yeah. It's not so much that they're crazy. Everything else that goes on in America, don't throw guns in there as well.
Yeah, these are the guys who elected Trump as their leader.
Yeah, they
guns probably aren't a good idea. And why do their kids shoot up the schools? That doesn't happen anywhere else. Like, there are shootings in other places, but is it ever kids? There's never been like a school shooting in Australia.
Well, to be fair, in Australia, most kids who have access to guns go to school with like five other people.
That's true.
Country school. Oh, Greg brought his gun to school. Yeah, it was bring your gun to school day. We all have guns, you idiot. Yeah, like the port rack. They also have a gun rack.
Do you reckon one of those farm schools would be good to go to or bad to go to? You could bring your gun to school.
That would be good. It also means that if you're in grade 4, you're learning with someone who's in grade 9 and someone who's in grade 2. But pretty much everyone I've ever met who went to a country school is really well put together and quite smart. I'm going to say it's a success.
Well, small class sizes.
Yeah. If you haven't done your homework, they know. But also, I think it's a lot more laid back.
Well, the teacher knows your mum.
Exactly.
The teacher's your auntie.
Yeah, she most likely is your mum. Garth, I know you didn't do your homework. You're up all night playing Xbox. That's not what you want to hear from a teacher.
I figured their schools would be mostly learning how to use farm equipment.
Just to stereotype them. They'd learn all the other stuff. You know where, like, all the Japanese kids at your school did Japanese as a subject?
Yeah, that's cheating.
See, and that's the same with the farm equipment. All right, kids, today we're going to learn about crop rotation. Why? We just did that. Like, at home, everyone aces that test. And it would be the same as with the Japanese kids, because if you're a white kid who goes into Japanese class, you fail. Because the standard is so high. Day one, it's all everyone speaking fluent Japanese. And they have to be, like, Shakespeare of Japan to get an A. You walk into a country classroom and they're talking about the best way to cultivate, you're gonna fail and everyone else is gonna get an A.
Would you like it if your parents just dropped you in a random country though? Like, if they sent you off to Japan as a kid to be an exchange student?
Oh, I'd absolutely do Australian as a language. That's an option, right?
The first thing you'd learn is it's called English.
I still do worse than them. They wanted it more, they really did.
Oh, I don't even know half these words.
I'm learning so much, more than I learned in my English class back in Australia. I do think about that. These kids, like, they didn't really get a say. Their parents just moved to Australia. By the way, we're going to a place where people are probably going to be hostile to you and you're not going to know what they're saying. Just imagine everywhere you walk, people just sort of babble what is essentially nonsense to you with a really angry tone, and they just continually get more and more insistent. What? Is my shoelace untied? What do you want from me?
But if I was fluent in two different languages, then I'd become a translator. That sounds like the easiest job in the world at that point.
You say that, and in Australia that makes perfect sense. In America, that almost makes perfect sense because they're all getting pretty fluent in Spanish as well. But you go to Europe, everyone speaks like three languages. To speak English is, that's like speaking like the lowest common denominator language. They look down on us like, you only speak English? What are you, a simpleton? Like, when we want to talk about real things, we use our actual dialect.
Well, Japanese would be good. If you could speak Japanese and English, you get a job as a Japanese translator.
Oh, hell yeah. It does sound like the easiest job.
Don't they charge like $1 million an hour or something like that? I'm rounding up, but yeah.
I'm not an economist, but I'm pretty sure you're right.
Yeah.
They get paid a high rate and all they have to do is sit in between. I mean, we've all done that with our friend. Like, you know, when one friend's talking to the other and they're not getting each other, you're like, he's just saying this. Oh, well, blah, 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 blah. He's just saying this. And if I was a translator, I would sort of change what they say every time. Just that's how I do things. So it's, you know, tell him it's great to see him. He says hi. He said, what's up? He said, what's up back. He actually said, what's up? But how did he say it back? I didn't say it to him. Yeah, you did. I made sure of it.
Look, you say whatever I say, you say.
You want to round up beyond a million? Then maybe you'll get a nice translation. Wouldn't want to know how to translate any Persian or Arabic languages. That's not going to end in a nice place.
It's weird the phrases that they tell you when you start learning a language, because you start learning, like, what's the time? And you learn how to tell people your name.
Je m'appelle Gert. J'habite à Brisbane.
Yeah, where you're from.
Where you're from. And yeah, the numbers. And yeah, what's the time?
Where's the toilet usually comes up?
I think that's probably the most important one. I know a woman who, she's Greek, and she only spoke Greek, except when she went to school in Australia, first day of school, the only English word she knew was toilet. You think about it, you're like, yeah, that's all you really need to know. First day of school, that's the only thing I want to know. Toilet? All right, we're good. Everything everything after that's just a bonus. Because that's the one thing you don't want to stuff up.
But the annoying thing is let's say I know how to say where's the toilet in a foreign country. I don't know how to understand the instruction he gives me.
They better point or take you to it.
Yeah, I know.
But also, they have different toilets over there. Like, you're in China. They have, like, a hole in the floor. You go toilet in Mandarin. And the person is kind enough to take you to their toilet. And they point. And you're like, get out of here. No way. No, toilet. Am I saying this wrong?
Hold on, let me get out my dictionary. I'm obviously using the wrong word here.
And they're just pointing more emphatically. And you're like, no, that's a drain. That's what we have in the middle of the bathroom. Because you're like, no.
And you're like a magazine. Like, I don't want to read. That's not what it's for.
Then you just see them tear a page out. Oh, man. Point of this is don't learn how to translate Hindi. Meanwhile, if it's any African country that you're translating, they just point to a tree. Oh, man.
It would be good to know in every language how to say, I don't know how to speak your language.
But then you also have to have the phrase, please don't be confused by how well I say I don't know how to speak your language in your language.
It'd be funny if a Japanese person came up to you and fluently in English just went, I don't know how to speak your language. Don't be confused by the statement that I just said. I only know how to say that sentence and this one.
Are you sure, buddy? What?
I do not speak your language.
Please don't be confused. That would, yeah, if you just say that over and over again, you'd get out of pretty much every situation.
I assume that the international language is pantomime, though.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You just charades. Mime everything out.
Everything that you can mime. And that's a good point. You don't need to learn other languages if you're a mime. If you're good enough at charades, you can get by anywhere.
If you go into any restaurant in the world, point up at the menu board and then flap your arms, they'll probably give you the chicken.
Or cut your arms off. He wants to be amputated. Well, amputate him. It's not a charity. Charge him for it.
Well, it's kind of awkward if you want to buy, like, condoms or something.
But also, what's the chances of getting to use condoms in a country where every woman doesn't speak the language that you're speaking? I mean, imagine you're that Japanese guy in the nightclub. Konnichiwa! And don't speak your language. Please do not be confused. Like, do you reckon you can make that a pickup line? I reckon the French guy can make it work. I'm sorry, I do not speak English. Please do not be confused how will I say this sentence. I only know this sentence and the one I am saying now. I'm pretty sure he'd get laid.
He would just know how to say, I am French, will you sleep with me? That's all he needs to learn.
And which way to the pharmacy? I have syphilis.
Yeah, plus I've been to France. They basically speak English.
And that's what I was saying. Everyone in Europe speaks English. And it's starting to take over in Asia now. Everyone is slowly bending to the will that Australians are just too stupid to communicate with in any other language.
Well, I'm not interested in going to any country that doesn't speak English. It sounds annoying and it would be hard to get anything done.
Like, I've been watching a lot of documentaries lately about China because they're trying to open their tourist trade. There are some really cool things in China. Never gonna see them. I am not doing that. I can't speak the language. I don't like your toilets. I don't care how great the mountain view is.
Yeah, if you're gonna come to this country, learn to speak our language. But if we're gonna go to your country, also learn to speak our language.
English.
Conform the rest of the world. We don't think we're morally superior. We're just lazy.
I like to think that it's because every English speaker, everywhere they go, they just say things in English really loud and really emphatically. And people are like, it must be really serious. We need to know what he's saying. And through that backwards nature, everyone learned how to speak English. Oh, he was just telling us to speak English. What a douchebag.
Yeah, anyone who speaks English as their first language doesn't have a second language.
It's true. If you start with English, you're done.
If they speak English in another language, the other language was their first language.
And anyone who does learn a second language and English is their first, you don't speak it well enough to exist anywhere.
No, and you don't speak it anywhere as good as you think you do.
In fact, you're probably not coherent to anyone who actually speaks that language. Meanwhile, the person who speaks English as a second language can completely speak to you in English and it's fine. In fact, they speak English as a second language about as good as we speak English, and that's the only language we do speak. That does always trip me out. Like, you hear, like, Scandinavian languages and Russian and stuff like that, language we couldn't even comprehend, completely different alphabet, and they speak to us in pretty good English. We're like, that's B+. They're not, like, the expert Shakespeareans, but they're pretty good. How amazing must their linguistics be in their natural language? They'd be amazing. Like, we're missing out on something. Than I feel. The amount of times it comes up where people are like, oh, that word doesn't translate into English. There's all these concepts that we couldn't possibly comprehend because we don't know the language.
Do you reckon in situations they got really good jokes but they don't translate well?
I think so. I think especially, you hear a lot of that in, like, yeah, a lot of languages, the Mediterranean languages, they have like, oh, when they say it, it doesn't even sound like a joke. But to them, it's just like, no, this is the funniest thing ever.
There's a whole bunch of humor that we're not getting because we don't speak Mediterranean.
In fact, there's a lot of jokes we don't get because because we think Mediterranean's a language.
America, Canada, Australia, other countries, everything from Sweden to Africa. Now, which are the guns bless the rains down in Africa?
Well, they don't seem to be doing a very good job.
I do actually really hate that song, though. I have no idea why a lot of people like it. Fuck Toto. Did they sing anything else?
No one cares. A band so nice, they named it twice. Like Mr. Mister or Duran Duran. 80s bands, they were big on doubling up.
What is the song Africa about, though?
I guess it rains down in Africa.
Is
that a metaphor?
I don't know, because there's a guy blessing rains down in Africa.
I thought he was saying, like, I guess it rains? That's my interpretation. Like, you know, you think it's like this horrible place, but I guess it rains.
But doesn't it start with, like, nothing can take me away from you?
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing that 100 men or more could ever do. And then he's blessing rains.
And then it's not that,
like, he gets over the chick and he's just like, nah, I got some rain shit to deal with now.
Well, it's kind of like he's trying to romance her, but she's also asking, like, idle random questions. Like, there's nothing more I'd do for you. You're my soul. Yeah, I guess it'd rain in Africa, but you're like my soulmate, right? Yeah, some cheeses are hard and the smelly ones do sometimes taste good, but I am like committed to you forever. I think that song was lost in translation. You should hear it in African.
Yeah, because Toto is an African band.
Absolutely.
Wasn't it the dog from Wizard of Oz?
Yes, it was. We're not in Kansas anymore. We're in Africa.
Well, they really got lost on their way back to Kansas. Would you rather be in Oz or Africa?
Depends. Am I the witch?
In Africa, yes.
Witch doctor?
But in Oz, no.
Then, oh man, that sucks.
Now, you don't want to be the witch in Oz because then you get splashed with water.
I know.
That's like the dumbest weakness ever. So you'd smell worse.
But there's the good one. She lives in a bubble, like John Travolta disease.
You'd want to be a bubble witch.
Yeah, a bubble witch. Then I could put it in the beer and be young Einstein. And everyone would love me. Could you imagine getting all of Oz drunk? Like all the munchkins just pissed. Oh, yellow brick road.
Oh, it's brown now.
Yeah, no.
Good old munchkins. They just figured that every fantasy place back then had a lot of midgets.
Well, midgets are awesome. I mean, if you were to construct in your mind any fantasy place that was like really cool to be in, there'd be midgets. They're party animals. They're awesome.
Because Willy Wonka had them too. He had the Oompa Loompas.
They had the Donald Trump midgets.
It'd be cool to see a battle of Oompa Loompas versus munchkins.
Oh, absolutely. Now, I think the munchkins were actually children playing little people.
Oh, were they?
Yeah, if you look at them. And I'm amazed by it because those kids could act. Like, they were on stage acting a really good part and they did their little thing. I'm like, kids today can't do that. Good for you. Probably owned.
Don't let them hit them anymore.
See, it takes away a lot of it.
It was before gun control.
Exactly. When parents had guns available and ready, kids could play munchkins. Then Willy Wonka comes around, and then when they've started putting gun control in, suddenly you need midgets to do the role. But midgets are little people, sorry. There's nothing wrong with the word midget. I like the word midget. But they exist throughout all of history because kings and queens would always have a midget in their castle. If you look at all the famous paintings, when they've got like the king and all these people hanging around them, there's always a midget because they're like fun. Yeah, you need your jester, you need your artist, and a midget. It's just like rappers today.
Do you reckon there's companies that hire midgets?
I absolutely believe that. I'm sure.
I want to see this really exist. We're not going to, but could we hire a midget?
I'm surprised I've never Googled this before. Dwarf My Party. Little shout out to dwarfmyparty.com.
If you want to be a sponsor, guys, we're on board.
We love you. Straight away, there's a midget wrestler. He's got a Superman and a Transformer tattoo on him.
There's a photo gallery. Okay, so you can get a little...
Look, you can be like a chef or like a gangster. That's awesome. Hey, that's, what's his name?
You know the guy?
Yeah, the guy in the middle.
AFL player, isn't he?
I want to say Warwick Kappa.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. Yeah.
He's got pants on. Look at him.
Goth midgets.
Goth midgets with chains. Midget boxings. He's a cool hipster. Oh, and there's the dwarf and party, the two guys. I think they're wrestlers. There's a cool one. What do you call it? Elf.
And they're jelly wrestling some chick.
Yeah, midgets jelly wrestling. There's a clown midget. This is way more exciting than anything I've ever seen before.
This is insane. There are a lot of photos. So you could hire a midget.
And they just come and like hang out and be midgets. That's so cool. I love that this is readily available to us.
So you could just contact them. Our rates. How much do you reckon? No, hold on. Before we see this, how much do you reckon a midget costs?
Per hour.
I reckon you probably...
Now, I think like about $300 it would cost for you to get a midget.
For a night? Do they charge by the hour? Do they charge by the event?
Okay, so what are we going to say? If you wanted to get a midget for...
Extras, like if you want them to be specialist or anything, just to get a midget to rock up and chill and party with you, you said $300, you reckon?
I reckon $300. That would probably give you like... 3 3-4 hours.
I'm going to say 5.
Maybe even 2.5, but I don't know.
I reckon if you had a direct link, yes, but I'm going to say because it's through a website, 500 for a night.
500 for a night. All right.
Let's find out our rates. Standard dwarf is
400, and it's only 2 hour power.
Yeah, but a double trouble. You get two midgets for 500 for 2 hours.
Oh, there you go.
I think that's a scam. That's how they get you in. Because for 2 hours, you get a midget. You're like, we've hired a midget for 2 hours. Then the 2 hours are up, and you're like, no, you can't leave. This is too awesome. The night's over, and it's like you spent 10 grand on midgets.
You can actually profit just from being a midget.
Yeah.
Like, there's no, like, hire a wheelchair guy thing.
There probably is.
Yeah. Let's not go down this rabbit hole of going through different disabilities. Hire a retard for a night.
Retards are us, and the R's backwards. Both the retard and the R.
You'd feel bad to them until you're like, wait, they get like $600 for 2 hours.
Wait, they get way more. And we have to have wheelchair accessibility.
Well, these are dwarfs. Is there a difference between dwarfs and midgets?
Probably self-esteem, and one can be considered a fantasy creature.
So if you were to hire
a dwarf or midget, what would you get them to do?
Well, I like that they straight up say if you want them to be Cupid for Valentine's Day or a leprechaun for St. Patrick's Day, or you can be an elf for Santa in Christmas time. They know the
leprechaun
topics.
Sounds fun.
It does sound awesome, doesn't it? You get drunk with a midget and party while he's all dressed as a leprechaun.
What if we went to play mini golf and as caddies?
Oh!
We got as dwarfs.
Yes! Oh, that would be great.
See, it'd be like the gun control episode is the most politically incorrect episode yet, but not for what you're thinking.
We got sidetracked on something way better. Oh, we got testimonials just before we go anywhere. These what are people who have written in. Just wanted to pass on our regards from Saturday night, the 31st. Everybody absolutely loved Artie. Sat night will def be one we will never forget. We got heaps of great photos. Artie is a bloody champion with all the good moves. A cruisy, funny, funny man. Our B-Day boy thought he was a cracker. You guys are on a great wicket and cannot speak highly enough about Dwarf My Party. Thanks again. How Aussie do you want to be? Yeah, they're cool guys. How can they not be cool? They're midgets. They're awesome.
Wow, lots of testimonies.
Oh, that's good.
So yeah, if you want a party, just get dwarfmyparty.com. Well, they get contact us. Ah, you have to send them an email. Yeah, go to the website. That's a free ad for them.
So any criticism you might have for saying we're politically incorrect, we just advertised for them. And keep in mind, I don't think we said anything negative. I love them. On Foxtel, they have, you know how they have Housewives of Melbourne? They have Little Women of someplace. Never seen it. I'm always fast forwarding through the ads and I can't stop laughing. Because it's all these little women. They're midgets and they're all like doing stuff, but they're midgets and they're women. It's hilarious. And some of them have like midget husbands. And some of them don't.
If they have midget husbands, can two midgets have like
normal kids? Absolutely. That'd probably hurt. After a certain period, it becomes a very awkward situation where your kid's like the size of the two of you put together.
Well, they're taller than you at like age 6.
I've seen footage of a maybe 12-year-old Thai kid Muay Thai boxing a midget guy who's clearly like American or something. That's a fight. Like the kid is clearly twice his size and knows how to do Muay Thai, but he's thin. This midget, he doesn't have the reach, but he is swinging for the fences. He's clearly like way stronger than this poor little kid. It's great to watch. I highly recommend it.
Is there anything else you wanted to hit up on this page?
Oh yeah, that's right, we're doing a page.
Yeah, why don't they have pictures of guns on here?
I think because this is gun control. They're trying to make it that guns aren't cool. I mean, if you were to Google cool gun photo, epic images, endless.
Well, this is in the C also, list of most produced firearms.
Ooh, nice. I want to know what the number one is. Oh, the AK-47.
Yeah, no surprise there.
Estimated 150 million produced.
Wow.
Is that a year or is that ever?
I'm guessing that's ever. Yeah, and like three are accounted for. Low estimate, high estimate of production. Somewhere between 35 million and 150 million. That doesn't sound right, does it?
The number two I haven't heard of.
Oh, the Mauser? Yeah, that was the first bolt-action rifle.
I have heard of Mauser.
Yeah, it came out in the World War One. It was the first ever rear-loaded gun. They figured out the bolt-action, and they've been around for a long time. Now, sorry, I'm just going to scroll down to clearly the best one. Remington 870. It's a pump-action shotgun with a hell of a masculine, manly name.
Yeah, 870.
There's 11 million know of them out there.
If you were going to get a gun, would you get a Remington?
I've got Remingtons, yeah. Depends on what you're doing. They're definitely the rifle people. They do great bolt actions. They do great pump actions. So shotgun and just basically any rifle, they're a good place to go. But if you're looking for pistols, maybe not the Remington. It's not that they do bad stuff. They do good stuff. It's a quality name and a quality brand. Are we just advertising things now?
Yeah, guns and midgets.
Hire a midget to bring a Remington. Oh my god, that's the page we should start. We charge like $800, we buy the gun, then we go to dwarf my party and be like, alright, you're a leprechaun with an Uzi, and go.
That'd be an interesting night. Wouldn't I hope he's a cool dude.
Thank god they're all really cool guys. Funny as. Keep everyone in line.
Yeah, then they have like the 2018 mass shooting. A midget with an Uzi.
No one could hit him, he was too small a target. Oh, the Heckler and Koch. I like that there's a gun called the Heckler.
Well, if you ever get heckled.
That's what it's like. Although every comedian should be carrying this rifle. When a heckler comes out, boom.
I have fired a Winchester.
They do good work.
A musket.
Made 7 million, they reckon.
Well, if you've got like 2 minutes to load it.
It's the one shot and it's not very accurate and there's a good chance it won't work. I'm amazed. Like now we've got really good powder where it works all the time. But black powder, if it travels a long distance, it all falls apart and you have to remix it. I'd never sign up to mix powder. If someone's like, hey, here's gunpowder, just swirl it around and try not to bump it or make a spark so that we have something explosive, I wouldn't do that. And they say like with muskets, like you try to shoot it and there's a good chance it just won't fire, and then the gun's useless because you can't get the crap out of there, so it's stuck in there forever. So with all of that, how did muskets take over from, like, spears and stuff? Like, they went, we don't need armor anymore, we've got guns. Yeah, that faulty thing that's more likely to kill you than anyone else.
And they even did that stupid strategy of all just standing in a line and shooting at each other.
Walk up slowly, make sure you're very much shoulder to shoulder and in line, then stand really still, and everyone fire at the other group of people doing the exact same thing. It's like 10-pin bowling.
No, what, Smith and Wesson? It sounded like you were reloading one. Or cocking it back.
Getting it ready.
A Sten gun. What's that?
Oh, I think. Yeah, it's a submachine gun. Click on it and I'll probably have a picture. Oh, it's one of those glue gun things. It's never used for a good purpose. Unlike other guns that are only used for upstanding reasons.
Made in the United Kingdom.
Oh, the Remington Model 1100. It's a self-loading shotgun. One of my favorite. If you've ever played a video game where you have different choices of guns, the automatic shotgun is always the best gun to have. It does a lot of damage with a widespread area and it goes like douche, 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 douche. Highly recommend.
Yeah, you can always blow anything with a part in a shotgun. Everyone knows that in a video game. Australia doesn't make any guns, do they?
Oh, we make the Steyr.
Well, how come it's not on here?
Actually, double check that. I don't know if it's Australian or no, it is Australian.
Oh, hold on, let's go.
Oh, there you are. Yeah, just down there. Sorry, it's Austrian. Wait, that's a different gun to what I've been told. The Australian army is armed with Steyrs, though.
Okay, well, I'll go.
Steyr Rifles Australia.
What's that?
Oh, it came up as an option. So there's the Australian one. See that one on the picture on the right?
Yeah.
Does that look familiar?
Does.
Okay, so I stand corrected, or I stand to be correct. The Steyr is an Australian gun, not the original. What's really cool about the Steyr is you can hold it in one hand and shoot, and it's fully automatic because all the weight is at the back. So I had a mate in the army who used to say that, you know, for fun, you know, they do like, you know, under the leg, behind the back, over the shoulder, because they're responsible, mature people in the army.
And that's who's keeping us safe.
That's right. Without them, we'd all be speaking Chinese or something.
So what did you think of this page?
Well, I like the parts about dwarves.
And that you can hire them.
I like that. Who would have known that? I mean, people are so anti-guns, they didn't even think about the midget element.
They're harder to shoot, too.
Exactly. Give a midget a gun. That should be the army, man. They could hide in a pothole. So I thought it was really good for every reason that had nothing to do with it. Now, I'm actually going to be honest. This was boring. Everything on the page, which I wasn't going to read, we learned about a mass shooting I didn't know about, which was two people, which doesn't count.
Yeah, that's a mass shooting, apparently.
It's Australia. We had to make something. America was bragging and we wanted to be cool too. Well, some guy died in Victoria. Two guys, yeah. So I think I'm gonna have to rate this a Mauser out of a possible Steyr. This is a one shot page. That's all it's got. One shot bolt action reload. This is not the fully automatic behind the back shooting. This is boring. I did love extra points for the midgets. That's all I can say. What did you think, Ben?
Yeah, this probably wasn't our most interesting pick, which is a bummer because, you know, we thought it was going to be. But that's how it turns out sometimes. Thank God you can hire midgets because that gives us something to talk about. I don't know, what would be a low rating, like 30 out of 100?
There you go.
Yeah, let's just give it that.
Cool.
A lot of facts, no pictures or anything. A lot of percentages come up.
Yeah, there's a lot of statistics. For and against. This is clearly by people who want to ban guns, take them out of the hands of responsible gun owners.
Yeah, they definitely do think that the gun control Wikipedia page seems to be pro-gun control. Probably more so than anti-gun control. But you'd probably expect that from the one.
I mean, well, when we saw David Icke, that was kind of anti-David Icke.
True.
But clearly it was made by someone who's anti-David Icke. This was made by someone who is pro-gun control.
I know. I wonder if he had, like, gun control myths, if that's a page.
Oh.
Nazi gun control argument.
I know about that. Okay, the Nazi gun control argument, in a nutshell, people say that if you ban guns, then Hitler will rise up again from his grave, I assume. Because they said that Nazis had really tight gun control, and then he killed all the Jews. But the truth was that there was lots of gun control before he was put into power, and then he actually lessened the gun control, except for Jews. So gun control with racial bias is clearly wrong. I mean, it's not very PC, Hitler.
So the argument is you got to let the Jews have guns too?
Exactly, then it would work. You want to prevent the Holocaust, everyone needs a gun.
Arm every Jew. Well, if they had just armed the Jews, then the Holocaust probably wouldn't have happened.
Exactly. If it was the other way around, it would have been a completely different Reich. Yeah.
Also, if you're gay or mentally disabled, you'd get a gun.
Or a gypsy, or basically just not Aryan. But if you get in power for being an Aryan superior race person, and then the first thing you did was say, okay, everyone that's not Aryan gets guns, you're kind of not following your promises. That'd be like Trump not building a wall.
He'll get on that.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy enough for him to build it. I mean, he's got all those contracts, it's just south of that border.
And Mexico's gonna pay for it, so what's the holdup?
They're gonna pay for it, they're gonna do it. I'm sure they'll put all nice little doors in it and stuff.
Yeah, put some, like, ladders on there.
It'll look like a Ninja Warrior obstacle course.
Well, they'll build an escalator.
Ooh, easy to get up and over. Now, I imagine it'd just be, like, revolving doors or the automatic doors that just open up when you approach. But only from the south. From the north, it just appears to be a completely solid wall.
It's just a curtain. With a picture of metal on it.
Yeah, they just spray paint some curtain metal. So they're like, yeah, we got a wall. Is it blowing in the breeze? No, no, it's just reflection, dude. Don't be silly.
All right, well, other than that, we've got stuff to plug. YouTube channel.
Yeah, check out the YouTube channel. Subscribe so that we know you're there.
Yeah, we got some stuff coming out soon where we may be doctors.
Ooh. Yeah, that's how I do approach women at a party. You know, I might be a doctor.
I always love how when I say these things, how you act surprised. It's like, you were there, damn it.
Yeah, I have a very poor memory. Like, ooh, I can't wait. I bet I'm really good in that.
We do have, like, a heap of things that we're working on at the moment, so we've decided to take a small break, but we do have some episodes that we did in reserve, and there's some great ones. We have Batman and List of Animal Stereotypes.
Yes, and piracy.
And piracy.
Are we gonna get them all out for everyone?
Yeah, I think we'll get them all out. If not, there'll be, like, one floating around where they'll be like, what the fuck happened to that episode?
That'd
like,
be
you'll
nice.
Hear it one day.
I like to build the suspense. It'll be great. But yeah, so we're gonna get those out.
Piracy is actually an interesting episode, because I was thinking about this the other day. You remember when we did the Mary Pickford episode? How I blindsided you with that, and I'm just like, no, we're doing Mary Pickford.
That was gonna be.
We were gonna do piracy on that day.
Oh my god.
And then it got slotted into this bank slot. So piracy is like this episode that, like, we've been waiting for you guys to hear us talk about piracy for a long time now.
I'm sure there are people that just tune in to be, all right, finally they're gonna talk about pirates, right? He wants to blindside Garth and talk about some other podcast. What the hell, man? I want to hear about pirates.
Because, yeah, I don't think we even mentioned what the episode was going to be in that episode. It was going to be piracy, so...
Yeah, I walked into this room believing I was going to talk about pirates. And it wasn't until later we recorded it.
Yeah, and it was actually, like, a few, like, ages after that.
It got put back in the rotation.
Because it wasn't too long ago we recorded these. But if we plugged the comedy room in it, just scrap that.
We should really listen to them before we put them back up.
Nah, screw it. I'll hear it when it's up.
It'll be a nice surprise for all of us.
Yeah. So we won't be plugging it for a while, so definitely check out the YouTube channel. And yeah, that's Humidor. If you type it into the search, you should find us. You'll see things like Ben the Ghost, Public Domain Confessions.
Just check out the whole channel.
Yeah, just check out the whole channel.
Subscribe to it. It's lots of good stuff, and there's lots of more good stuff coming. And if you subscribe, you'll get known ahead of time.
And you can also, like, type into YouTube either of our names, Ben Groer or Garth Remington. It all comes up.
You can just do that anyways.
Yeah, just type that into searches to see what happens. You'll probably find some stuff we've done.
You think they'll find our old porn?
Other than that, you know, make sure you're part of our Facebook thing, because we do stuff with that.
Let you know what's happening.
And humidor.com.au.
And hit us up if you have any questions or feedback or anything. Just want to chat. That's why we're here.
Oh, yeah, we have an email.
Oh, yeah. I love how you gave up on that.
Yeah, it's wikireviewpodcast@gmail.com. So if you email us, you know, I'll probably write you back.
How about that?
I do check it on my phone every now and then. I keep getting things from Twitter, because we also have a Twitter account.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there anything on it?
A couple of little things.
since it's not worthwhile at this point.
All right, so it's something you started and then realized the work and then went, I can't be bothered.
But we'll keep you posted. And if you're listening to this like 8 years from now, check out the Twitter. I've probably got a handle on it by now.
There's probably like three things now.
No, I've been thinking of doing some stuff with the Twitter account and Instagram, but I don't really know what an Instagram is, but we have an account.
Oh, cool. I'm more familiar with what Instagram is than Twitter. I'm not 100% sure what Twitter is still.
Yeah, so join all our social media things because you can watch us like come on this journey and learn what half this shit is. We're going to start a Tumblr at some point. Oh. I don't even know what that is.
Oh, I do.
Snapchat.
Snapchat. And I'm sure there's other things too. Skype. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Can you subscribe to Skype?
Reddit. Can we do like an AMA on Reddit? Wait, what's AMA?
I don't know what AMA is, but I remember we talked about Reddit once.
Yeah.
I now know what that is.
We'll do a Reddit thing.
4chan.
We'll be all over this social media shit. We'll have all of them.
That's right.
We'll have all the socials.
Yeah.
We'll be the socialist. We'll be the socialist podcast.
Whoa. Distance. Distance.
All right, that's probably enough for this episode. I've been Ben Graw.
He's been my comrade. I've been Garth Remington.
And we'll catch you on the next Wiki Review.
Find Humidor on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and at humidor.com.au. Theme is I Live for the Bass Drum by DJ Searle. All other music by Matt Graw.